Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
My name is Bill.
So we're on episode 71.
Of Jenny Malkin.
Hey, yeah.
Centerman. Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, I like it.
Locked in a battle in the cup final right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's looking like they might come out ahead with that. I don't know.
I don't know. I still think the Predators are going to win.
That'd be cool. Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
Me too. I hate
those
Pittsburgh
fans, man. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Preds fans?
Totally.
They're the best in the league.
Yeah. No doubt. Better than our local team's fans. Yeah.
Oh, big time. Yeah. I saw some people getting upset over how crazy they were cheering. It's like, how can you be mad at that?
It's like a Seahawks game.
That's right. Yeah.
How can you be mad at that?
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you alive?
Live?
Have you slept?
Oh, no.
have you got back to normal?
I'm getting there. I think I am back to normal, thank goodness, after the marathon, of course. But that first week, like, you know, we got back. It did take us about 5.5 hours to get home after that.
Yeah.
And then
thank you for bringing your car, by the way.
Yeah, Jesus. For sure. Yeah, it was nice.
That would have been terrible.
Yeah. But yeah, ever since, man, I didn't get to sleep until a little bit later that night. And I've been playing catch up ever since. But I think I'm back to normal now.
Did you feel worse this time?
Yeah.
Than the last time?
Way worse.
Wow.
Yeah. I just wasn't prepared. Like, I booked a crappy hotel, so I had a bad sleep. And, you know, I'm going to throw my brother under the bus, but I had to go pick him up at the ferry like 2 hours before the festival or marathon started. So
that's precious sleep time.
It is. Yeah, it is. I could have got it like maybe an extra hour or two of sleep and whatever, but I had fun. Like, that's what counts the most. So
cool.
Yeah. How about you? How did you do afterwards?
You know me, man. I could have watched 10 more movies.
That's crazy.
I was raring to go. When's the next movie start?
It's awesome.
Yeah. That's how I roll.
Yeah.
Just want to thank all the friends who were there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And especially the Cinematheque.
Yeah, man.
They did a really good job.
I agree.
Like, there, something should have gone wrong.
Yeah.
Nothing went wrong.
Yeah. All the screenings went off without a hitch. They played everything on time. And to do that for 24 hours straight, I think that's a major, major accomplishment worth celebrating.
And all the people who work there are volunteers.
Oh, is that right? So, I didn't know that.
Thank you.
Yeah, big thanks.
That's awesome.
Everybody who made it happen, whether you're a sponsor, volunteer, or one of the programmers. That was an amazing day that I'll never forget.
Yeah, man. I miss our Vancouver friends.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
I wish Victoria had a thriving movie scene.
Yeah.
Like Vancouver does.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Yeah, it's weird that, yeah, now that you mention it, in terms of movie friends, I have more movie friends in Vancouver than I do here.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. But they're awesome people, man. It was nice to see everybody, meet some new people, and it's great.
Right on. Did you happen to catch Manchester United beating Ajax for the Europa League Cup?
I did not catch that. I heard about it, though.
Did you know that this year Manchester United won the FA Cup, the Community Shield, EFL Cup, and the Europa League?
I did not know that.
just point it out.
All right.
Just point it out.
Right on, dude.
Nice.
So they qualified.
Qualified for Champions League. Yeah. Without qualifying.
That's right.
Lovely.
That's hilarious.
By the way, did you watch the Champions League final?
I didn't.
Fuck me. Cristiano Ronaldo is like a fucking video game cheat, man.
Is he?
Oh,
man.
So good. Juventus had the best defense in the world.
Yeah.
And Madrid carved them up.
That's insane.
Yeah. Ronaldo with 2.
Wow.
And just beauty goals.
Nice.
Good game, though.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
My Red Sox are on fire.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Going for the division lead.
Yeah.
And, my main thing's been TV lately.
Oh, is that right?
Dude, TV is kicking ass right now.
Nice.
Last night, sorry to say, but one of my favorite shows of the last 5 years ended, The Leftovers.
Oh, wow.
I freaking love that show.
Yeah.
I was so sad. The finale was epic.
Oh, was it a series finale?
Yeah, it's done.
Damn, I didn't know
that.
3
seasons.
Okay, I haven't watched any, but yeah, I heard amazing things.
So good. And like, you know, Handmaid's Tale, Twin Peaks, American Gods, Fargo, Better Call Saul, Silicon Valley.
Yeah, man.
Golden age of TV, man.
Oh, it is. That's awesome.
And this is the quote-unquote off-season.
It is. That's ridiculous.
All the main shows have ended.
Yeah.
And all this stuff is still going.
Yeah. And Netflix keeps putting stuff out every 2 weeks.
Yeah, House of Cards.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I've watched like half the House of Cards season.
Okay.
It's good.
Nice.
It's House of Cards.
Right on.
Exactly what you think it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always that. That's right. It's always good.
Cool.
And my last thing, I don't know if you got more. Shout out to everybody in the UK.
Yeah.
I have family in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
That scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any young cousins who would go and see Ariana Grande,
mm-hmm.
but shout out.
Yeah.
I have family there. I mm-hmm. buy my football teams there.
Yeah.
My heart's in Manchester, man.
Yeah.
It's tough.
That's heartbreaking stuff, man. Yeah, and it's nice they put on a concert a couple nights ago, right?
Yeah.
Which I think is beautiful. And I caught a bit of the videos for that. It's just, it's heartbreaking stuff.
Did you see Liam Gallagher?
No, I didn't see him.
He's getting old.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a tragic event, though. And just hate to see that happen. But it's nice to see that everybody is showing their support and showing their courage. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man. Anything else?
Much respect. Not much. I've been playing Friday the 13th video game. That's right. On Xbox One.
Why'd you get on Xbox?
Because my Xbox is set up in my living room.
Yeah, okay.
So I was like, and I prefer the Xbox controller. So I was like, yeah, I'll check it out. And I watched some videos and I was like, okay, I got to try this out. And it's freaking awesome, dude. Like, whether you're Jason or a counselor, like, it's so much fun. If you're a counselor, you're just running around playing hide and seek, essentially, where if you get caught, you get killed. And it's so much fun. And I've created tons of stories with people I don't even know. And we've all been giggling and laughing and having a blast throughout. And I think that's a good thing. So, yeah, if you have Xbox One, hit me up. We'll play some Friday the 13th. It is so much fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're liking that.
Yeah.
I'm still playing Persona.
Okay, nice.
It's really long.
Man, how many hours have you put into that?
90.
Holy crap. That's cool, though.
I don't even think I'm close.
Oh, really?
I honestly don't.
Wow.
Like, there's no feeling of ending anywhere.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool, but
yeah.
I would like to play something else. Like, it's a really awesome game, but holy crap.
That's intense, man.
Kind of getting, I think I might take a break.
Really?
I need to play something else.
Yeah.
Or just not play it for a bit.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. Yeah.
I heard Zelda's like that.
Yeah, I heard,
you know, like, once you get to like the past like 60 hours of Zelda, it's like,
yeah.
Yeah. I got to stop.
I definitely got fatigued. I still haven't finished the game. I haven't played it in probably a couple of months now. So
nice.
Yeah, it's I'm bad at that, though.
How's Mario Kart doing for you?
It's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, Sarah and I, we pick it up every now and again. We'll play a few races. And
nice.
We have fun. I love that game. It's a good time.
Cool.
It plays well. Colors are bright. Smooth animation. So it's the total opposite of Zelda.
Nice.
Yeah. You have anything else?
No, man, that's it for me.
Okay, well, we can move on to the next part of the show, the rant. This is where we rant about anything movie related. I'll start first, because I don't know what you're going to rant about.
Nice.
And, I'll go first, because I'm a little heated over this one.
Nice.
So, last week, The Hollywood Reporter posted this article that had the headline along the lines of, Warner Brothers gambled $150 million with indie filmmaker Patty Jenkins. And just the tone of the headline, and especially the tone of the article, it was kind of like almost questioning why Warner would trust this quote-unquote indie filmmaker with this big-budget movie. And this is also another rant. I haven't listened to a single other podcast that happened to list the proper credentials for Patty Jenkins. The way they make it sound is that she made Monster back in, what was that, like 2004?
Something like that,
06?
Yeah. Which won an Oscar, by the way.
Yeah, and catapulted Charlize Theron into this amazing actress she is now.
They always seem to forget that part.
Yeah, they always forget that part. The other thing they always forget, too, is that since then, she's been working in TV. So she's been directing a lot of different TV series. So the way people frame that story is they make it sound like she's been just chilling for like the last 10 years or whatever, doing nothing.
Yeah, watching Netflix in her basement. That's not happening.
Yeah. And what really sucks about the way it was written, like, it starts out by the writer explaining what she looks like and how she's petite and how she, you would never guess that this hot lady made this geek movie called Wonder Woman. And, you know, it's trash because they don't mention any of the previous instances where studios took a chance on an indie filmmaker. Like Colin Trevorrow, after making Safety Not Guaranteed, he went on to make one of those Jurassic Park movies.
Jurassic World,
which had a massive budget. Nobody blinked at that. Even though I love the guy, I love the film. Gareth Edwards had a very micro-budget movie called Monsters and went on to make Godzilla. And Godzilla is phenomenal. I love Godzilla to bits. Nobody really blinked at that either. But all of a sudden, because it's a female indie filmmaker, we have to make a big deal out of the studio giving her the keys to the castle and talk about it as if it's a risk.
I'm sure if that person was interviewing George Clooney when he made Leatherheads,
yeah,
the opening paragraph wasn't George Clooney looking amazingly handsome, tall, yeah, broad shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, yeah. And I guarantee they're not saying that about Gareth Edwards or Colin Trevorrow.
No.
Commenting on his body type or his muscular arms or broad shoulder. Yeah. I just don't get that.
It's terrible.
It's bullshit is what it is. A big publication like Hollywood Reporter has to be better than that. And it caused a lot of uproar in the community. And I can see why. I think it's total crap. So that's my rant.
Thanks, man. That's good. My rant is sort of like a little bit of a story before it. I took my niece and one of her friends to go and see Wonder Woman yesterday. And can I tell you, folks, this movie was her Force Awakens.
Nice.
She's 11 years old.
Yeah.
She had a Wonder Woman shirt on.
Nice.
The arm armor.
Yeah.
And a tiara.
Oh, wow.
And like Wonder Woman socks.
Nice.
And I'm like, okay. I'm a guy who's seen tens of thousands of movies.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman's nothing to me. It's just a giant tentpole movie.
Yeah, yeah.
To her?
Yeah.
It's the biggest movie of her life.
That's awesome.
And if you people, and by I mean like chauvinistic male guys who don't like the Alamo Drafthouse for doing female-only screenings,
yeah,
don't get that this movie is like significantly huge for females, go fuck yourself.
Oh, big time.
Because this was her life for the previous week.
Yeah.
It's all she could talk about was fucking Wonder Woman.
That's awesome.
And that is great.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys understand this.
Yeah.
Unless you're around it.
Mm-hmm.
This was her life.
Yeah.
And she was so ecstatic yesterday. It kind of made me remember what I liked about movies, man.
Nice.
Just like, first time I saw Star Wars.
Yeah.
I was just like,
oh, man.
I love this. Like,
yeah.
And that was her.
Yeah.
And it was so great.
Oh, that's awesome.
And if you guys can't get behind that,
mm-hmm,
I got no time for you.
Exactly.
Because this is bigger than what you guys think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't think the movie is like terribly like great,
mm-hmm,
I think it's only good.
Yeah.
To her, this was the biggest thing ever.
That's awesome.
That's all I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she loves film and I love film. And yeah, I'm so happy for that.
That's cool, man.
That was like one of the cooler experiences. It was like,
nice.
It was like waiting in line for the new, like for the new trilogy to come to open Wicked up back in like 2000, whatever.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was so great.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
So, yeah. It's not really a rant. It's sort of, but people just lighten up. It's a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Let people have fun with it.
Yeah. And those screenings, those female only screenings, took place 4 days after the movie opened. So it's not like they were all these bro flakes, as some people have been calling them. They're like clutching their pearls going, oh, are you going to stop me at the door if I show up? It's like, dude, go see it before. You want to see the movie that bad? Go see it before.
Well, we went and saw Clueless.
Yeah.
At the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz.
Yeah.
We were probably the only straight people there.
I think so, yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
We all like the movie.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's right.
It was called Girly Night.
It was. We went to Girly Night and saw Clueless. It was amazing.
And I thought it was rad.
Yeah.
People, stop bringing your own stupid bullshit into like this movie stuff.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Rant out.
Good rant, man. Fully agree with you on that. That's trash.
Yeah. Complete trash.
Yeah. Cool. Well, now that we have the rant out of our systems, you ready to move on?
Sure.
Let's talk about our first movie. Let's stay with the flow of the show here. Let's talk about Patty Jenkins' Wonder Woman.
Please slow down, Diana.
That's your leader? How could he say that? Believe that? And you? Was your duty to simply give them a book?
No.
You didn't stand your ground. You didn't fight.
Because there was no chance of changing his mind.
This is Ares, and he's not going to allow a negotiation or a surrender. The millions of people you talked about, they will die.
We are going anyway.
You mean you were lying?
I'm a spy. That's what I do.
How do I know you're not lying to me right now?
All right, so what is this movie all about?
So first off, little disclaimer from me. I worked a screening of this film in Vancouver last week for Warner Brothers. Thought I'd put that out there. You got to have integrity.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, so... But these views are my own.
Yeah.
They're my own.
Absolutely.
Patty Jenkins directed before she was Wonder Woman. She was Diana.
Yeah.
Princess of the Amazons. And when a pilot crashes and tells of conflict on the outside world, she leaves home to fight a war to end all wars, discovering her full powers and true identity.
Yeah.
Thank you, IMDb.
Hey, all right.
Gal Gadot, Chris Pine, Connie Nielsen, Robin Wright, Danny Hewson, David Thewlis, and Ewan Bremner.
Yeah, man.
Adrian Charlie, what did you think about Wonder Woman?
I love this movie, dude.
Cool.
Right from the get-go, I was just... What I really appreciated about this movie is that Connie Nielsen and Robin Wright, they portray these Amazon women, I think, to perfection. Like, they are powerful, and it's not just in their appearance, it's the way they carry themselves and the words they choose, and of course their actions. You know, they're badasses and they're training and protectors of the land, and they're put there to defeat Ares if he ever comes back. And I got a really good sense and good feel of that world. So during the training montage, I really appreciated those characters, and I appreciated the way they taught Diana. And I thought it was awesome how they just completely skip the usual bullshit where they just feed us exposition for like 20 minutes saying, here's your power A, you can do this way. Here's power B, this is how you can do it this way. And of course, I'm talking about Marvel, right? Like, that's their freaking formula, that cookie cutter training bullshit in all their movies.
Everybody needs a montage, man.
Yeah, but this one, they just kind of, like, it's a bit in there, but you don't have Michael Douglas looking at the camera telling you how to do stuff.
Hey, leave Ant-Man alone. I like Ant-Man.
I enjoyed Ant-Man. I've got an Ant-Man shirt, dude.
Nice.
So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. The action worked for me, and...
I got a weird question for you.
Yeah.
Because somebody asked me this.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
Would it have been a better movie if they'd stayed in the Amazon kingdom?
No, I don't think so.
But it was so badass.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. But her leaving that kingdom was a big part of her belief, right? Like, she...
And her growth,
yeah. She did have to leave that world to discover herself, and the actions she takes and people she fights really helps develop who she is, because she was kind of protected in that world, right? Like, even though they're teaching her how to fight, you could sense that the queen didn't really want to unleash her.
True.
And you kind of learn about that a little bit throughout the movie. But I appreciated them going into the real world, because it shows her compassion for humans, whether it's male, female, old, young, German, American. She just cares for people, and I love that about her character.
So yeah, Chris Pine shows up, who's getting weirder looking as he gets older, by the way.
That's true.
His face is getting weirdly angular.
Yeah, never thought of that.
But I digress. He tells her a story, and then they leave the Amazon kingdom, and they go back to England, where there's a giant war going on.
Yeah.
And she is a fish out of water.
Oh, big time.
Did you like the fish out of water stuff? I thought it was rather cute.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Like,
because I think she pulls it off because she's so expressive.
That's
facially
true.
Face-wise.
Yeah.
I think she's really good showing emotion, and when she looks confused, she looks confused. I thought, yeah, this is really cute.
I did enjoy that stuff, but I did feel like it dragged a little once they got there.
Yeah,
that was one of my minor quibbles with the film. But I was able to get through it just because, yeah, you're watching her react to, you know, she's trying on dresses and she's like, how do women fight in this?
I know.
That was funny.
The only problem I have with it, she's like this super smart person who knows like all these languages, but doesn't know what ice cream is.
I heard that was a big part in the comics, apparently.
Was it? Okay.
That was apparently a big moment from the comics. Okay. So,
well, I'll let that go if it's canon.
Yeah.
And then Chris Pine has a group of guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are not very well done, script-wise.
Yeah.
You don't really get a lot of life from these guys.
That's true.
And they're kind of lifeless, and I think that part kind of drags the movie down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's enough Wonder Woman kicking ass in the film.
Okay. I can see that.
There's two big scenes in the middle, which I think are really great.
Yeah.
And then there's a scene at the end that's a complete CG Michael Bay clusterfuck.
Yeah. It's the DC boss fight.
Yeah. Right? I wanted more Wonder Woman, but not in that bullshit fight at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to argue against that because, yeah, it does morph into the DC video game. Wonder Woman versus villain. And yeah, that did drag it down a bit for me.
There's a villain in this film?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
I'm sure of it. He looked bad. He did bad things.
Okay.
He fought against Wonder Woman, dude.
At least him and Chris Pratt didn't dance at the end.
That's right.
That's good.
Yeah. And yeah, it did suffer from, weak-ass, paper-thin villain.
The script also kind of reminds me a little too much of Captain America.
I can see that, yeah.
But you know what? That's just a quibble, man.
Yeah.
The last act isn't very good, but it's still a decent film.
Yeah.
I'm reviewing the film, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I got no judgment on this at all. I got no dog in this fight.
Yeah.
I'm reviewing the movie.
Yeah.
And I say it's good.
Yeah.
It's like a 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. The last act kind of blows.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. But it did have some stuff that worked really well for me because Godot and Pine, I thought they were really cute together and worked well together. So when they elevate the stakes in the movie, I was fully invested at the point.
And there's no Martha moment.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, there was no Martha.
It sucks because, like, what are you comparing this to in the DC universe? All the films have sucked.
Yeah.
Except for the director's cut of Batman versus Superman,
mm-hmm.
which is still super flawed,
yeah.
but at least it kind of explains some stuff.
Yeah.
This movie is very straightforward and good.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing major.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's a good foundation to build on.
Yeah.
Probably not with Justice League because she's going to be a bit part.
Yeah.
It's all going to be about the bromance between Aquaman and Batman.
Yeah. I really hope that they learn from this, and I think she needs to be at the forefront of that movie.
Well, they are reshooting parts, right?
Or are they?
So maybe they'll beef her up.
Hopefully.
After the $100-something million opening.
I hope so. I think I'm higher on this movie than you because I'd probably give it around a 4, 4.5.
Cool.
And you see this in the trailer. There's a bit where they go to the front lines of a battle, and they get to no man's land, and all the men are, they're kind of in the bunkers, and it's exactly what you've read about with no man's land. You know, it's years and years of fighting, literally battling for inches at a time, and Wonder Woman shows up, and she's just like, okay, what's the situation? Oh, they're hurting innocent people over there. I need to help them. Then she's just like, I'm going to go kick some ass.
But that's a badass scene.
It is.
I wanted awesome. More of that.
Yeah, it is so cool. And it, not only is it cool, but I just love what it represents. It's a little bit ham-fisted that they talk about how it's no man's land and no man can go in there. But, she's just... She's a woman of action. She didn't make a big speech about how, like, I'm not a man. They didn't have that in there. I appreciate that. She just took action. I thought that was an amazing scene. I got all emotional. I was, like, all choked up and stuff. And because it just, when you think about that, I think about the battles that women have to fight today in terms of being accepted by shitty men. You know, almost every day I read tweets from women, female gamers, who talk about how when they join games, guys will pick up on that they're a female and they'll be creepy shitheads to them.
Oh, dude, like yesterday when I saw it, some dude was mansplaining the film to his girlfriend wife or whatever.
Oh,
that's like, really, dude?
Yeah, so like that scene, I believe, represents those battles that women have to face. And those are things that I can't fully comprehend because I'm a male. Seeing that just gave me inspiration for, you know, my wife, my mom, and my nieces and close friends. I just felt like, okay, yeah, all of you are a bunch of badasses and you can kick some ass in no man's land.
Yeah, excuse me if I don't like powerful women in my life.
Yeah.
I like powerful women.
Oh, yeah.
I like women who, if I'm in a relationship with them, they're my partner.
Yeah.
My equal.
Yeah.
Not some sort of subservient person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love powerful women.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends, powerful women.
Oh, yeah.
I got no time for people who don't have love for that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
I got a couple more things.
Okay, yeah.
Some of the CG in this film really sucked.
Yeah, it was pretty bad at times.
Janky special effects. It took away from the film. Still decent looking, but especially in the beginning parts with them like flying through the air,
It
looked really weird.
It did.
Like, I don't know what was quite going on there. The movie cost a lot of money. You probably should have figured that one out.
Yeah.
Bravo to Patty Jenkins.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's tough. She was supposed to do Thor 2.
That's right, yeah.
And that one wasn't allowed to do it.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
My last point is, yo, Marvel, where's the Black Widow movie?
Yeah, exactly.
You guys fucked up here.
Big time.
This should have been you.
Yeah. They've been ahead of the curve every step of the way.
Yeah. It's a mistake.
Yeah.
$100 million opening.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, obviously, Black Widow doesn't quite have the following that Wonder Woman does.
Right.
Lots of Avenger movies out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This movie, that movie would have opened.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. It's a mistake.
It is, big time.
So, yeah, it's a good movie. It's not a great movie.
Yeah.
3.5 out of 5.
Cool.
I'm glad you liked it more than I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you haven't seen it, go and see it. Support it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I highly recommend this one. I really enjoyed, the action. It flowed well, and, it lulls a bit in the middle, but overall, I was just so happy with the experience, and my wife loved it. So
cool.
Because I'm always dragging her to these movies, and sometimes she's not really into it. So to have like a badass female superhero movie, that was something special. So
right on, man.
Yeah. All right. Ready to move on?
Oh, fuck. Do we have to?
We do, unfortunately. Let's get this garbage movie out of the way.
I'm glad we talked about Wonder Woman for a while so we can like cut this one down to nothing.
Oh, totally. Yeah, this one, we'll keep it brief because it's obvious that nobody put any kind of thought into this movie.
Nice.
So let's talk about Baywatch.
You turned the canals into the goddamn X Games.
Yeah, that's because we were in lifeguard pursuits.
Oh, okay. My bad. Except for there's no fucking such thing as lifeguard pursuits. Police do pursuits. When you do it, it's just some guys chasing some other guys. No offense.
You want to take it?
How do I explain this so that you people understand?
You people? You people?
Oh, you don't get to say that. You're just tan.
Right on.
Come on, brother.
Look, even if you were police, which you're not, and even if this was your jurisdiction, which it isn't, what you did would still be totally illegal.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a good thing we're not police then.
Okay, so what does IMDb have to say about Baywatch?
Directed by Seth Gordon, devoted lifeguard Mitch Buchanan butts heads with a brand new recruit as they uncover a criminal plot that threatens the future of the Bay.
Ooh.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Zac Efron, Alexander Daddario, and a bunch of other people.
Yeah, yeah.
Including a guy named John Bass or something like that.
Yeah.
Who I want to kill.
Hey, he was in Loving. He was good in Loving. He was one of the lawyers, I believe.
This fucking dumpster fire.
It really is.
My God. I saw this before you, and I was like, oh my God, Baywatch is such a piece of crap.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad that you had to go and watch this.
Me too, dude. I knew going in it was like a firing squad. And I was sort of looking forward to it going in.
Trailer wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was a good trailer. I was like, I like The Rock. He's always entertaining. And
Zac Efron could be right in the right role.
Yeah, yeah, he can be a good character. Like, I liked him in 21 Jump Street. No, 21 Jump Street.
Neighbors?
Neighbors. Yeah, I liked him in Neighbors.
No, but not Neighbors 2.
No, Neighbors 2 was
one of the worst films of that year.
Yeah. This one, it's a straight-faced cop movie without cops.
Yeah, and they make fun of that.
Yeah.
Badly.
Poorly, yeah.
The whole movie is just like one bad joke after another.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible script. It's not funny. Yeah. There's a couple of laughs.
Yeah.
But it's all like the lowest of the low that you could think of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, wow, let's put Zac Efron in drag.
And it's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, let's like have him pick up a dick.
Yeah.
He doesn't really want to do it, but it's funny because he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, and because The Rock takes a picture of him.
Yeah, with it. Let's just embarrass him.
Yeah.
My main problem with the film is that Zac Efron's character has no actual use.
Yeah.
He's just a dick.
Yeah.
When he probably doesn't have to be a dick.
Exactly.
And it ruins the film. Like, Dwayne Johnson's okay. He's charismatic. He's, you know, kind of funny at times. But yeah, the Zac Efron character sucks.
Yeah.
The life out of everything he's in.
Oh,
this
yeah.
film.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's really bad in this one.
No chemistry between anybody in the film.
Yeah.
It's supposed to almost like be a buddy film.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No. And his, you know, love interest, Daddario, they're just going through the motions with that. Like, there's no charm, nothing interesting at all going between them other than, you know, they're both hot people.
Yeah. Did you look at my boobs? I'm going to look at your dick.
Yeah. Let's have a 5-minute scene talking about that.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, that John Bass guy, or is the name John Bass?
Bass. Bass.
John Bass.
Yeah.
Worst character in a movie this year.
What's funny, though, is I thought he outclassed The Rock and Zac Efron in this movie.
But he was the butt of he was the butt of the worst jokes in the film, pretty
yeah,
much.
It's a super low bar.
He's a chubby dude who wants to be in Baywatch.
Yeah.
Because he's hot for a chick.
Yeah.
And the chick finds out he's got a big dick. So she yeah. likes him.
Yeah, that's the dream,
that's
dude.
Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's almost as masturbatory as Sing Street. Almost, but not quite.
Your villain is Priyanka Chopra.
Okay.
Who is really terrible.
Yeah.
Really, so incredibly one-note video game villain.
Yeah.
She shows up and just, she looks the part. She's really hot.
Yeah.
Like everybody in the film.
Yeah.
She's got nothing. Script-wise, nothing there. It's like the, you know, it's one of the worst films I've seen this year.
Oh yeah.
But I laughed a couple times, so I didn't bury it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's got some laughs. I'll give it that. But fuck, man.
Yeah. It's the lowest of the low. They try to riff on There's Something About Mary, and they don't even try to hide the fact. And it's just, it's so terrible. And the action scenes and the special effects are so bad that it looks like my dad did the boat on fire scene with an app on his iPhone. Like I was like, oh yeah, I've seen my dad make videos of this like on his iPhone.
Nice.
And they look better than this movie.
Well, yeah. I hated this film.
Me too, man.
The funniest thing is, I was in my usual seat, back row, okay. aisle.
Yeah.
There was a couple guys in front of me who cammed the entire film.
Oh, are you serious?
When I was watching it. And I was just like, you know what? Usually I'd be pissy about this, but
yeah.
Go ahead. I don't even care.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So if you download a torrent of Baywatch, maybe it was a dude who cammed at an international village in Vancouver.
That's brutal. Oh, man. Oh, was it like a full like camcorder and everything?
No, it was a cell phone.
A cell phone.
Like an iPhone.
Nice.
Yeah.
Way to go. You're doing God's work, man.
Didn't even have a shotgun mic or anything like that.
Oh, jeez. What a lazy piece of shit.
Pretty much.
That's the version those people deserve to watch.
People, sneak your red camera in with, shoot it in 4K.
That's right. At least give them high res stuff, man. Come on.
Totally. Yeah, so fuck this film.
Yeah, fuck this film. Fuck everybody involved. And fuck The Rock for being a shithead to critics online.
Yeah, like you don't come back at people.
Yeah.
When you're that big.
No, it just makes you look weak. And it makes
I won't tell him he looks weak.
I will.
Snap me in four.
I'll gladly tell him, man. I paid my $12 to see this piece of shit movie. Anyway, I'm talking tough, but if he were sitting right, I don't know, whatever, whatever.
Did he ever apologize?
I don't know. I don't follow him on Twitter, so.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah,
whatever. Still, low.
Yeah.
Very low.
It's very shitty. So, big pass on Baywatch. If you're curious.
Don't.
Don't. Don't even. No. Don't even. All right. All right. You ready to move on from that piece of shit movie?
Pretty much.
All right. Let's do it. Let's move to something that just hit on demand recently, right?
Nothing opened, folks.
Yeah.
And Adrian didn't want to see Pirates.
That's right. I refused to go see Pirates.
So we're doing a VOD release.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best films of the year.
Yeah, man.
So don't judge us on this.
Yeah.
We're right.
We are correct. And you need to listen to us. Let's talk about this French?
Yes.
French horror thriller called Raw.
T'es végétarienne, toi, Manon?
Bah non, pourquoi?
Et elle, c'est ta sœur?
Mais j'appelle mes parents si tu me crois pas. T'es sérieuse, là? C'est pas la mer à voir. Franchement, tout le monde y passe.
Bah t'as qu'à manger le sien, alors.
Le mien, je l'ai déjà mangé l'année dernière, sinon je serais pas là. Allez, je te regarde. Tu vois, c'est rien. Ouvre. Tu seras contente de l'avoir fait. Non, mais tu vas pas commencer l'année sans abandon, là. Tu t'affiches.
Okay, so what does IMDb have to say about Raw?
Directed by Julia Ducournau, when a young vegetarian undergoes a hazing ritual at vet school, a taste for meat begins to grow in her. The great Garance Marillier and her sister in the film, Ella Rumpf. Holy crap, dude.
Yeah.
This has been a while for me.
It has, man.
The hype
train's been building.
I've been bitching about this one for a while.
Eight months?
I begged for a screener from people on the show.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this forever. Adrian saw it at Fantastic Fest.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was like the one film at Fantastic Fest. I was just like, oh, damn you.
Yeah.
Damn you.
Yeah, man.
All expectations.
Sweet.
Check marks.
Nice, man. That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a real dick here, and this might even be a hot take, but, you know, I love you guys' love for Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
This was also directed by a woman.
Yeah.
Starring women.
Yeah. Empowering women, too.
This, and they're, like, so much more badass than anybody in Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
This is the film that they should be having all women screening for.
Oh, totally.
Except for the fact that it's really gross.
That's right. Yeah, like this, absolutely.
This film should be celebrated.
Oh, yeah.
I love this film.
Yes, yeah, it's really cool, man. So, a little bit about the film. As we mentioned in the synopsis, she goes to vet school and she's a vegetarian. But she's a young girl, right? She's 18, 19, something like that. So she's, you know, she's transitioning to become, you know, a young woman. And I think this is just my thoughts, my ideas, and that's what the highest form of art is there for, is for you to have your own ideas and suggestions and thoughts, whatever. But I think this is an extreme version of what it's like to go from being a young girl to a young woman, and you know, that feeling of fitting in, making friends, getting emotional attachments to people maybe you shouldn't be emotionally attached to. You know, there's body image things in here that are pretty extreme. And I was like, I wonder, and I asked a couple of my female friends if they picked up on that at all, or if I'm just being weird or crazy or whatever. But I was like, I wonder, is this like what it's like to grow up as a woman? Like, and they were kind of like, yeah, I can see that and whatever. But that's just my idea I had.
It's not only a film about her craving for meat, I think it's like all about her like emerging sexuality too.
Oh yeah.
To the point where she becomes like a weird like predator.
Oh yeah.
And she becomes this completely different person. And the actress, I'll say it again, Garance Marillier, best female performance of the year.
Nice.
Best.
Yeah. Yeah.
The violence is really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Except for I'm just me and feels like nothing.
You didn't puke or faint?
No. So yeah, like this film has a little bit of a notorious history at film festivals.
Yeah. Yeah.
People get sick watching it or they pass out.
Right.
I'm like, you're a bunch of candy asses. But
totally.
this is nothing.
Yeah.
It's just blowing away, man.
Nice.
Yeah. Honestly, it's one of the best films of the year.
Absolutely.
And nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
So shame on you. And let's start the revolution.
Yeah, dude.
This is the female girl power film that everybody should be talking about.
Totally, man. It really is. I'm right there with you, man. It's so good. And for me, it felt like I was being introduced to things that I could never understand, but the filmmaker saying, this is what it's like. That's just, I couldn't get away from that thought. So I thought that was really exciting. And the things you see in there are pretty damn memorable. Like,
there's a scene where she's at a party and she's in the background sitting on a table or a chair or something with people dancing around her, and the director pulls the camera shot in towards her and she looks like an animal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is the coolest shot I've seen in a movie all year.
Nice.
I was just like, whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Just, she's an amazing actress.
Mm-hmm.
She becomes a totally different person.
Oh yeah.
I read about the movie and the director made her change her walking style.
Oh, really?
From the beginning to the end.
Wow.
Because when she, quote unquote, gets her craving or whatever, they wanted her to become a different person.
Yeah.
So she started walking differently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it's the change is so great.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't like doing this, but the ending is fucking spectacular.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You bullseye.
Yeah. Yeah, just, it's a fucking slam dunk, home run, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, game-winning home run, dude.
Everybody watch this, but at the same time, it's gross. Like, people are going to find it really disgusting. I almost wish there was no violence in the film, just so we could, like, say, everybody watch this film.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's that violent, though, but I'm fucked, so.
That's right.
I think a Serbian film is really quite tame, but I just,
oh, man.
Yeah, it's highest recommendation.
Wicked, man.
I'd watch this over anything other than maybe one movie this year.
Sweet. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's probably my second favorite film of the year.
Nice.
There's no question.
Yeah, it's way up there for me, too. I still don't know exactly where I'm putting it, but it's very, very high up there.
I guess we'll find out in a few weeks.
Yeah.
We'll do that midway show.
We can almost record it now, because what else is coming out?
Dude.
It's like nothing.
There's that horror film on Friday.
Oh, yeah. It comes at night.
Yeah.
I already know what happens at the end.
Oh, dude.
Thanks, Twitter.
Thanks, Twitter. It was a Michael Bay film.
Oh, yeah. Transformers.
There's The Mummy.
That's right.
Yeah, but no.
Okay, we can record it after Friday.
Yeah, totally. No, but this movie is so good. It's available on iTunes.
Yeah.
And if you're a horror fan, do yourself a favor. This movie, you need to see it.
Oh, yeah. You must watch Raw. It is so good, man. It's so good. And another thing we didn't really talk about too much, it's really funny at times.
Yeah.
Like, there were times where I was like laughing hysterically, and I was like, wait a minute, should I be laughing? I was like, I don't care, I'm laughing anyway. It's awesome.
I was laughing at the violence.
Yeah, same here.
The opening shot of the film is really amazing too.
Yeah,
because it's such a bait and switch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big time.
I was just like, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I love this film.
Yeah,
I wish I could tell everybody to watch it.
Yeah, me too, man.
But you're all a bunch of candy asses.
That's right.
Get your horror legs below you and watch some really gross horror films and figure it out.
Yeah.
It's fake. It's fake violence. Take it for that and watch Raw. It's awesome.
Yes.
I'm a psychopath.
Couldn't have said it better myself, man. That's awesome, dude. I'm so glad you enjoyed it, because I've been pumping it up for like 8 months now, right?
Why did nobody open that film here?
I don't know, man.
I would have killed.
It would have.
Literally.
Yeah.
Everybody would have been like chopping each other up in the aisles. It's so good. Right. I love this film.
It's awesome. Right on, dude. Yeah, go see Raw, damn it. Kind of a shame that Baywatch sucks so bad. Like, we could have had like a trifecta of badass female movies or something. Totally. I don't know. Oh, well.
Yeah, all the females disappear in Baywatch.
Yeah, that's actually true.
It's true. They disappear for like 45 minutes. It's the Rock and Efron show.
Yeah, that's right. Who
gives a fuck?
That's right. Cool, man. Love it. Raw. Go see it.
Yeah.
We can move into our next part of the show, Movie Club. This is where Bill picks a movie, we watch it, come back here and talk about it. And because of the nature of these movies, some of them are a little bit older, so we do sort of get into spoiler territory a little bit. So this episode's Movie Club choice is Blue Velvet. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about this?
Directed by the great David Lynch, the discovery of a severed human ear found in a field leads a young man on an investigation related to a beautiful, mysterious nightclub singer and a group of psychotic criminals who have kidnapped her child.
Yeah.
Kyle MacLachlan, Isabella Rossellini, Dennis Hopper, and Laura Dern, and maybe one of the weirder movie club movies.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite as weird as Hossu, but yeah, I didn't know if you were going to like this one.
Oh, really?
So I'm kind of curious, Adrian Charlie, did you like Blue Velvet?
I love this movie, dude.
Cool.
It's my kind of weird, man.
Like, oh, it's definitely strange.
Yeah, I think you have to have a few screws loose, I think, to really enjoy this movie. I watched this with Sarah, and she likes some fucked up movies, too, but about two-thirds of the way through, she's like, this movie's weird. I'm getting weirded out by this. It's like, I don't blame you.
No, I think that's his full intention.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, really what it comes down to is it's just a really fucked up Hitchcock film.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
When you boil it down,
yeah,
mixed with Pleasantville.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the most fucked up version of Pleasantville you can
yeah
think of.
Yeah.
This is Lynch's first weird film.
Okay.
But it actually has structure, which mm-hmm you can't really say about Inland Empire. That okay film has no structure. It's just okay, it's just scenes.
Okay.
This is him at his normal period.
Okay.
Kind of weird to say, because yeah, this film is not normal at yeah all.
Yeah, it's totally fucked up.
This film opened major release pattern-wise in 1986.
Oh, no way.
It must have just kicked the shit out of everybody who watched it.
Yeah.
There's nothing really quite like this film.
Yeah.
It's quite weird. It's made in the 80s. Mm-hmm. You could get away with so much in the 80s.
Oh, big time.
There's like women getting beaten up.
Yeah.
Which is really harsh.
It is pretty harsh.
It's violent. It's kind of, the language is really bad.
Yeah.
Everything about it screams the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
But I think, yeah, as I said, I think like most Lynch movies, it's kind of in like a alternate universe / dream state.
Okay.
Kind of, because yeah, everybody in the film talks about dreams.
That's true. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really blatant about it.
Mm-hmm.
He plays In Dreams by Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
And everybody's singing it. I'm just like, Jesus.
Yeah, that's true. One thing I just thought of just now as you're talking about the movie is it's kind of a blend of neo-noir and exploitation
yeah
in many ways. The style in this movie, like I was talking to you a little bit before we started recording, the depth of field in this movie, like there's a lot of depth in the movie. And when I say that, you see characters walking down a hallway and they start at the other end of the hallway and they walk into the frame, into the shot, into the scene. And there's a fair amount of that. There's when the cop does it at the police station, he walks down a little bit of a hallway to get into the picture. You see Rossellini and Hopper do it numerous times in her apartment. I just thought that was really interesting because most films, they're pretty flat, right? Like they're just almost like a stage play setup kind of thing.
With like a two shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't see a lot of that kind of movement in movies. And that, for some reason, that struck me as really interesting. And I'll have to watch the movie again and study that a little bit. I don't know. And that's what I appreciate about this movie is there's so much going on that I'm sure you could take yourself to film school with this movie, in this movie alone.
A buddy of mine texted me earlier. We were talking about Blue Velvet. And he's like, this is Lynch's version of The Matrix.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Kyle MacLachlan is in this like super pristine world where everything is perfect.
Yeah.
And then he wakes up.
Yeah.
And finds out that everything is just completely screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, that's a pretty good little thought there.
That's cool.
Yeah, the Laura Dern character, her dad is a cop. The cop who's dealing with the severed ear that he finds in the field. And she tells him a little bit of information he's not supposed to know.
Yeah.
And he goes and follows it up like a detective.
Mm-hmm.
and gets in way over his head.
Yeah.
Meets a girl who's like the femme fatale of femme fatales.
Yeah.
Everything in this movie is not at 10. It's at like 12.
Oh, yeah.
Like to the extreme, everything.
Yeah.
And she's like a singer who sings Blue Velvet every time she sings to Dennis Hopper in the bar.
Yeah.
And he gets caught peeping in her apartment. He's in her closet. Mm-hmm. And she... he kind of gets tossed into this whole like mystery thing about how her husband and kid got kidnapped and they're trying to figure it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really all over the place. And Dennis Hopper is a fucking madman who has a mask that he like sucks like laughing gas out of and it makes him really weird. He punches people.
Yeah.
And he screams out, you know, shit about beer.
Yeah, that was awesome.
The classic line, Heineken, fuck it, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
Like one of the greatest lines in film history. Oh,
big time.
But yeah, I really didn't know if you were going to like this one.
Okay, yeah.
I said that last episode.
Yeah.
It's a really strange film. Like you were talking about Roger Ebert.
Yeah.
Roger Ebert hated this film.
He did, yeah.
But Gene Siskel loved it.
He did, yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, back then, I can see how that would be a very tough stance to take either way. Because, Ebert made a comment about how he doesn't like the way women were treated in this movie. You know, Rossellini, she exposes herself to teenagers, essentially, and she gets beat up and raped by Dennis Hopper's character, and some hardcore stuff, man. And the other females, like the, you know, the grandma and the mother, they're kind of just throwaway characters.
They're all part of Pleasantville.
Yeah, yeah, so they don't have a part in this world. And, you know, the only other female character is like some nameless prostitute who dances around on the hood of a car.
I like how the dialogue is super cheesy and corny in the Pleasantville scenes,
yeah,
and then gets really tight and dirty in the other scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I picked up on that when he was leaving the house. They were like, hey, would you like to borrow the truck? Oh, no, I'm just going to go for a walk.
Yeah, no, Lynch is no fool. He knows what he's doing.
That's cool.
I really think you'd like Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah?
It's just as wacky, but kind of better than this.
Oh, cool.
I think Twin Peaks is a masterpiece.
Nice.
So season two falls off the rails a bit, but season one is perfect television.
Cool.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, cool. Man.
You liked Blue Velvet.
I love this movie, dude.
Cool.
It's so good. And one last comment on it. I love the way it was shot, and the lighting in the movie is what struck me, because for this movie to work, the Pleasantville stuff, it's all bright and colorful. But once you get to like her apartment, it's so dark and gross, and you can feel like just the sweat oozing off that building.
And the Dennis Hopper character doesn't like the light.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's always like,
he comments on it.
Make it darker.
Yeah. So weird.
Yeah. And Kyle MacLachlan's character always dresses in black.
Yeah.
With a white tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this is all on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I really, really enjoyed this movie. And for Movie Club, it's, I don't know where it ranks, but it's, I think it's in like the top or second tier of what we've seen so far. I've got a really, really high opinion of this movie, and I've only seen it once. I can't wait to revisit it again.
It's not for everyone.
Yeah.
Actually, it's probably going to piss off a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's strong cinema.
It is.
And I think you have to watch strong cinema to know the difference between strong and light cinema.
Yeah.
You can't just keep on watching light films. You can't keep on watching Loving every time you watch a movie.
That's true.
Gotta be challenged.
Yeah. And one more thing. I mentioned this before we started recording. Like, there's some really cool character actors in this movie. Brad Dourif. Is that how you say his name?
Harry Dean Stanton,
yeah. And the guy who plays his business associate at that, it looks like he's running, he's like a pimp, right?
Yeah.
The guy is wearing like, he's got like white makeup on, like white powder face, but like he's got like lipstick and eyeliner on and stuff, but it's very subtle. I thought that was such a cool decision, and it made that character interesting. I was drawn in and interested in that character, and I think most filmmakers would probably just do something cliche, like give him jewelry and a stupid hat or something. But I thought there was just so many really cool choices made with all of the characters that you can, that make them memorable, you know, even, you know, the dancing prostitute, you can, I can picture her in my head right now because she made an impression. I think that's cool.
It's definitely a film that gets under your skin.
Oh yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's uncomfortable, but I love that feeling. Yeah.
It's David Lynch, man. There's yeah. only one David Lynch.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, dude.
I feel so weird trying like really strange films because, you know, when I watched it yesterday, I went on YouTube and looked at reviews and I watched the Siskel and Ebert review and, you know, Ebert hates the film. And
yeah.
Another critic I like, Mark Kermode, hated it the first time he watched it.
Oh, really?
And then he went and saw it again and thought it was a masterpiece.
Nice.
It's that kind of film.
Like, yeah.
It's really strange.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you watch it and you don't like it, well, maybe watch it again.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll dig it.
That's the experience I had with The Clockwork Orange. It took me, I think, 3 or 4 times to get through the whole thing. First time I tried to watch it, I lasted maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, but Kubrick's fucking with you in that film.
Oh, totally.
And he probably hit all your buttons.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, and now I love it. Now it's one of the movies how if I'm like, if I don't know what to watch, Clockwork Orange, let's do that. So
cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, man.
So on to the next movie.
Yeah.
And Adrian's making this easy for me.
Okay.
Every time I talk to him, it's like he tells me some movie he hasn't seen. I'm just like, cool. Yeah. I think we were at the ferry terminal coming back from the 24-hour movie marathon. We were talking about Cannes.
That's right, yeah.
And we were talking about the new Yorgos Lanthimos film, Killing of a Sacred Deer.
That's right, yeah.
He's like, oh, I haven't seen Dogtooth.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, dude. Yeah. I have Dogtooth on Blu-ray.
Nice.
So, yeah, from 2010.
Sweet.
The really, really, really super strange Dogtooth.
Nice.
As I said last time, I don't know if you're going to like this film.
All right, man.
It's really fucked up.
Yeah.
It was a top 10 film of that year for me.
Oh, nice.
I adore this film.
Right on.
But it's really weird.
Right on, dude.
Yeah. Enjoy.
I'm hoping that... Thank you, man. I'm hoping that my love for The Lobster helps me appreciate this movie. So, and I know they're not the same movie.
Ooh, are they not even close?
Yeah. I've only seen one little scene because I don't know if there's a real trailer for this movie, but yeah, I remember seeing the thing where they were telling the kids how cats are dangerous or something like that. And yeah, looks crazy.
I can see you either really loving this or really hating it.
Okay.
I don't quite know where you're going to land on it, but nice. I hope you like it.
Right on, dude.
I think it's a genius film.
Right on.
As I said, you got to watch weird shit.
Yeah.
Occasionally, instead of watching all just standard shit.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of the weirder films I've seen in a very long time.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's very strange. Cool. The opening credits have like weird geometrical shapes.
Oh, wow.
And you're going to be like, what the fuck is going on?
Nice.
I can't wait, man.
Right on.
Next episode is going to be cool. This is a weird one.
Cool, man.
And if you haven't seen Dogtooth, watch and reply to us because, one of the stranger films in the last little while.
Nice.
But hey, I make the rules. It's a movie
That's
club.
That's right. That's right, man. Yeah, so this part of the show is called Movie Club. So we encourage anybody listening to join in, whether it's Dogtooth, Blue Velvet, or any previous movie we've watched in Movie Club. Feel free to send us your comments. We'd love to hear from you, and I'm sure other listeners would appreciate that too. So if you send us any thoughts you have on previous movies, we'd be happy to read them out on the show because we've had people participate before, and it's always fun to hear different perspectives. And that's the thing. We're watching a lot of really cool movies that generate a lot of really cool opinions. And I think in its purest form, discussion about high art, not a single one of us is correct. You know, like it's not about being right. It's about having an opinion. And if you can back up your opinion, and we're all on a level playing field. And that's what I love about Movie Club.
Yeah, I completely agree. Next.
Next. All right. So yeah, if you watch Dogtooth by June 18, give us your comments. Or if you're listening to this long after this has been posted, send us your thoughts as well. We'd love to hear from you.
Where has this year gone?
I don't know, dude.
Dude, we're halfway through.
It's crazy.
On the same note, can it speed up a bit?
Oh, yeah.
So we can get to Fantastic Fest?
Yeah, man. That's what's keeping me alive.
Because right A, now. I'm broke.
Yeah.
Can we get this shit over with?
Yeah.
And B, I just want to be at Fantastic Fest.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we got to see some great films.
Yeah.
Some cool people.
With our first class plane tickets.
That's right.
Like the pimp that we are.
Living that baller lifestyle. Yeah. It's cool, man. I did it last year. Don't regret a single thing.
Zero fucks given.
No regrets.
So do you have a lot of lightning round?
No. I have one for lightning round.
Cool.
I'll start. So yeah, let's move on to lightning round. This is where we just give brief reviews for other movies we've watched. My view count's usually pretty low compared to Bill's, but after the movie marathon, I was just like, fuck movies, dude. I'll play Friday the 13th video game.
I get that.
Yeah.
I'm a special case.
That's right. And yeah, I was exhausted, and I'll get back on track next episode. But I did take Sarah to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, and she loved it. I loved it all over again. And what struck me is we caught a bit of an earlier showing, and every time Baby Groot was on screen, all the little kids were freaking out. And I was just like, how cool is that? They have a character they can root for and identify with. And that'll be like their Yoda growing up, you know? And I don't see any negative to that. So go Baby Groot. I love this movie. And have fun.
Yeah, because they're going to make $1 billion at the box office.
Yeah.
And $1 billion in toys.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how you do it nowadays.
Fuel the machine.
Yeah.
So that's my only entry for Lightning Round.
Nice. I got a few.
Okay.
The night before the movie marathon, I went to the same theater and saw two movies. I saw And the Ship Sails On, a Federico Fellini film in 35mm, which was sweet. Supposedly it was an imported print from Italy.
Wow.
Whatever that means.
That's cool.
Nice looking print. I love watching old movies on 35.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the grain.
Oh, yeah. You need that.
All these new movies, they all have digital intermediates anyway. You lose all that shit. They all look pristine.
Yeah.
This movie looked ugly. But I love that. Yeah. I love old 35mm prints. I hate new 35mm prints.
There's some romance to that, too, because somebody years and years and years ago, another audience watched it, same print.
So cool.
There, we've got that connection.
It's not my favorite Fellini film, but it's really Fellini-esque. Lots of weird shit happens, which is pretty cool. But yeah, it's I love their old 35, man.
Right on.
And nobody here can play it.
Yeah, over in Victoria.
Yeah, so we have no choice but just to watch digital.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm guessing we'll have a chance to see Dunkirk in 70.
I'm hoping that. That would be cool.
If not in Vancouver, maybe at the museum.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We saw Interstellar there.
That was amazing.
Best thing I've seen theatrically, maybe ever.
Wow, really? Yeah.
The presentation was stunning.
It was.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
And then I saw All That Jazz, the Bob Fosse, Fellini-esque musical about a theater director who parties way too hard and is told to stop or he will die.
Oh, okay.
So he keeps on partying.
Nice.
It's a really good film.
Right on.
It's really cool. Everything is like amped to 11. The music's good.
Cool.
Roy Scheider is amazing. It won the Palme d'Or at Cannes for a reason.
Cool.
It's a really damn good film. Restored DCP. Looked great.
Wicked.
Yeah, loved it. Got the Blu-ray of it, too, a couple days ago.
Nice.
Rewatched Tim's Vermeer.
Oh, wicked. How was that?
So good. Why don't people talk about that film?
Yeah, it's something else, man.
His weird dedication and his, like, ability to figure stuff out is uncanny.
Yeah.
I love that film.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the finished product is, you just want to clap.
Oh, big time.
Such a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you haven't seen Tim's Vermeer, get on that.
Yeah.
Sad to report that the big Netflix film War Machine kind of sucks.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's just like we get the war is really stupid, but it's 2 hours of it.
Okay.
Yeah, Brad Pitt plays an admiral who's sent to fix the army in the Middle East. You really can't, though. It's just a giant clusterfuck.
Yeah.
That's the movie.
That's it. Wow.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt doing his Inglourious Bastard's voice.
I was going to jokingly say that. He did.
The only thing good in the film is Lakeith Stanfield.
Okay.
He's in it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Steals the film.
Wow.
So good.
Yeah.
It's a complete mess. It sucks too, because
that's too bad.
I thought it was going to be a really big film, but it is not.
Yeah.
Tramps.
Nice.
Caught up with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Really liked it.
Yeah.
Everything you said.
Oh, yeah.
It's really sweet.
It is.
It's, yeah. I love the characters. Story's great.
Mm-hmm.
And very underrated.
It is.
So let's try to bring that one up, too.
Yeah. It's got a lot of charm to that one. I was just smitten by both of the lead characters.
They're really good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, it's a surprise. Out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
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 Thanks for the recommend.
Cool, man.
Pirates of the Caribbean Part 5. Please stop.
Oh, no. Is that what it's called now?
Yeah, sure. it's not a terrible film. It's just, who wanted this?
Yeah.
Doesn't everybody hate Johnny Depp?
I think he's the only person left who loves Johnny Depp.
Yeah, like the whole thing with the wife and the dog in Australia.
Yeah.
Don't care.
So gross.
Yeah, yeah. It's not terrible. And if you wanted to see it, you probably already saw it. Adrian didn't even want to see it for the show.
Yeah, I refuse.
It's like, and why?
Yeah.
It didn't make that much money.
Yeah.
It made $60 million opening weekend.
Oh, wow.
Remember when those used to make like $150?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a good film. Becoming Bond, story of George Lazenby. Do you know who he is?
No, I don't.
He played James Bond.
Okay.
And said on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Okay. That's like the non-official one or whatever.
No, it's official, but it's not official. He only played Bond once.
Okay.
And he was kind of a nobody.
Okay.
And he kind of got put in this role.
Yeah.
And I don't think he ever really kind of came back from that. It's kind of an interesting story.
Oh, wow.
It's available on iTunes and a bunch of other platforms. It's a decent documentary. I quite liked it, actually.
Nice.
Interesting guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
I like that Bond movie.
Yeah?
Quite a bit.
Okay.
To the point where he might actually be one of my favorite Bonds.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
Right on.
But I'm not really a Bond fan.
Yeah, same here, yeah.
Yeah. I own all the Bonds because I got them for like $3 each.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, but it's okay. And the last and definitely saddest, I watched I Am Heath Ledger.
Okay.
It's a documentary with like, it's like an official documentary. Like his family's in it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It's like home movies and damn, Heath Ledger looked like a really cool guy.
Oh, really?
Full of life. And at the end, he just overworked himself and couldn't sleep.
Wow.
And he mixed with some medication and died.
That's sad, man.
It's fucked, man.
Yeah.
Like, the beginning of the film, do you know who Ben Harper is?
Oh, yeah.
He's a musician.
Yeah.
Supposedly he was a really good friend of Heath Ledger.
Okay.
And Ben Harper was like, I have no idea why we're even filming this right now.
Really?
This is so fucked up. This should not be happening.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah.
Man, even years later, that sucks, man.
Yeah. Like, he won an Oscar when he was dead.
Yeah.
He was on his way. Mm-hmm. He was already pretty big, but he was on his way.
Yeah.
And he had a kid. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, it's really sad.
It's a good documentary. It's not a great documentary, but he seemed like a really cool guy, so it's kind of watchable.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a lot of friends, and everybody loved him.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Wow.
He just got tired. He got sick, and he was filming a movie and went to Vancouver and he OD'd.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it for me on a sad note.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's too bad. But yeah, I'll have to track that one down. That sounds really good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Cool. So yeah, that's lightning round. What do we have to look forward to on the next episode?
June the 9th, It Comes at Night.
Yeah.
God, this movie looks great.
It looks so cool.
The first trailer scared the shit out of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the theater I saw it in had just jacked sound.
Wow.
And everything was like coming from different directions. Yeah. I'm like, holy shit, this is like The Witch.
Yeah.
Looks really great.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
I can't wait for it. I love good horror. Hate bad horror.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, you know, Tom Cruise, The Mummy.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Are they going to actually have all the sound?
Yes. Oh, man. If you don't know what we're talking about, Google The Mummy funny trailer or whatever it is. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a trailer where the sound mix is really messed up and they isolated some of the characters and it sounds funny.
Yeah, it's great. I hope the movie's good. You know, for all of, you know, Tom Cruise's Scientology shit and how he needs to, like, save the Sea Org, he always gives his all.
He does, yeah.
You know, Jack Reacher 2 sucked, but most of his movies aren't bad. I'll give it a try. It's a reboot.
Yeah.
Not really a fan of the other ones.
Okay.
Hopefully there's a Brendan Fraser cameo.
Because that's required these days.
Totally. That's it for that weekend.
Wow.
It's really light.
It is.
June 16th, All Eyes on Me. Tupac, y'all.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That looks good.
He looks like Tupac.
He totally does.
Just I'm hoping it's a little better than Straight Outta Compton.
That's right. I don't want to say I hated that movie. I disliked that movie.
Like the first half.
Yeah. It's.
Then they sort of forgot a bunch of stuff.
They did.
Yeah. I hope it's good. I hope it's better than I think it's going to be. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be very good, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Cars 3.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing this.
I didn't even know there's a Cars 3.
There's a Cars 3.
Wow.
And I'm not seeing it.
If you're not seeing it, I won't see it.
No.
Because I didn't like the second one. And I like the first. I'm that guy.
Unless Avery wants to go and see it.
Yeah.
And she probably will.
Okay.
But no, I don't want to see that at all.
Yeah.
Rough Night.
Okay.
So it's like The Hangover for women.
Oh.
Scarlett Johansson and her friends kill a stripper or something.
Yeah, that's right.
And shit happens.
Yeah.
Could be funny.
Yeah, it could be.
The trailer does nothing for me.
No.
Yeah. Man, it's not good, man.
It's a weak time.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go against Wonder Woman and Pirates.
And The Mummy.
That's right.
And for our U.S. friends, Maudie opens.
Yes.
You have to see Maudie.
Go see Maudie.
It's a really damn good film.
Yeah, it is.
It's really nice and quiet and beautiful, and I think you'll really like it.
Right on.
Yeah, Adrian's seen it multiple times, and he's a big fan. And
yeah.
So am I.
Yeah, man.
That's it.
Wow. Light week. 2 weeks.
Yeah. Hopefully, fuck.
Yeah.
Is it festival season yet?
Oh, man. Not soon enough, man.
No.
Because it doesn't get better. Like, August is usually a bad month for movies, too. That's like the summer version of January.
Damn it. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll review Chef again next episode.
That's cool.
Chef and John Wick.
Yeah, like the 3-year anniversary of Chef.
That's right. Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. Well, I guess we can move into the closure for the film. We should tell people where they can reach us. We have a Twitter account. We're @thegreen_screen. We also have a Facebook page. Run a search for The Green Screen of Death. Hit like, and you can follow us on Facebook. We also have a website we don't really talk about a lot, but you can go to thegreenscreenofdeath.com. That's where we post all our podcasts, and occasionally we'll post an article here and there. You're on Twitter, right?
@soundjam69. Say hi.
Say what up. And I'm on Twitter. I'm @Adrian_Charlie. My feed is currently filled with Friday the 13th tweets, and that's about it. So, if you ever want to chat movies, video games, whatever, hit me up. And again, thanks very much for listening, and we'll talk with you next time.
Peace!